Abdu'l-Bahá coming. Persian prophet teaches new faith. Sunday, September 22, 1912, New York. Rocky Mountain News. 40 years in prison. Freed by Young Turks, millions follow him. Travels in regal fashion. Rich entertain him. Speaks at Divine Science Church. From the land of Muhammad, from the country of the fire worshippers, within the length of a gunshot of Nazareth, where the greatest spiritual leader of the world was born, comes a great Persian prophet and teacher bearing the torch of a new faith, a universal religion. Abdu'l-Bahá, a direct descendant, so he claims, of Abraham, who in the national costume of his fathers has addressed all sorts and conditions of Americans since coming to this country. He represents the Baha'i movement whose followers are found all over the civilized world. He spoke before the recent Peace Congress in this country, was asked by 13 prominent divines in New York City, men of various denominations, to fill their pulpits, and addressed the International Congress of Theosophists recently in Chicago, and the Convention of Women's Clubs meetings also in the Windy City. Abdu'l-Bahá, whose believers in the city number about 200, will visit Denver Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. He bears a message of peace and the universal brotherhood of man to his fellow creatures, black and white, infidel and Christian. Perhaps the fact that he travels with a large suite, in the regal fashion of a lavish Eastern potentate, has had something to do with the flying back of the portals of the rich and great. For he has mingled with prominent folk during his 6 months' stay in America. As soon as the authorities under the rule of the Young Turks released Abdu'l-Bahá, who had spent 40 of his 68 years in prison, he went to Paris and London, and there the great sought him out. Coming to America, he was asked to speak at Columbia University and then addressed a crowd at the Bowery. In the latter section of New York, he distributed $200 among the needy. The Divine Science Church has asked him to address the congregation.